Police have a new suspect in their investigation into the disappearance 13 years ago in Portugal of British child Madeleine McCann. The suspect, who hasn't been named, is a German national, a convicted sex offender known to have been in the Algarve region at the time and currently serving a prison sentence. Madeleine McCann disappeared from her parents' Algarve apartment in May 2007, shortly before her fourth birthday. Sky News correspondent Enda Brady has more on this for us. Enda, what can you tell us?
Morning, Brian. Well, this man hasn't been named, but we know he's 43. He is a German national. He is a convicted paedophile. He's currently serving a prison sentence in Germany. But Portuguese police and British police are very interested in him in relation to the disappearance of Madeleine McCann way back in May 2007. Now, apparently his name was given to Portuguese police on the 10th anniversary, which was 3 years ago. So what we know about this guy is that he had been living in a ramshackle old farm building on a very remote hillside above the beach at Praia da Luz, which he left that property about a year before Madeleine's disappearance, but he seems to have stayed in the area. He had a Volkswagen camper van. He also had a battered old Jaguar. And police, while they haven't released his name, they are looking for information about those two vehicles. They've released pictures of the vehicles. They say that he was definitely in Praia da Luz on the night of Madeleine's disappearance. He took a call on his Portuguese mobile. They've released the mobile number, and they've also released the number that called his mobile. And that call lasted for precisely half an hour, and it was in the run-up to the hour that Madeleine vanished. So police are very, very keen to gather more intelligence about this man, more information about his movements on the night. And I think what makes him suspicious is that the very next morning he re-registered one of those vehicles in the name of someone else and basically vanished. So German police are looking for more information, Portuguese detectives, and indeed detectives here in London as well.
And I suppose it's a measure of the scale of this investigation that something like 600 people have been come to the attention or been regarded as of some significance, and the emergence of this individual followed an appeal in just in 2017 on the 10th anniversary of the disappearance.
Yes, his name was given to detectives on the 10th anniversary, and Portuguese police, we understand, have been speaking to people in the area. This guy apparently did stand out. His driving was appalling. He always seemed to have an angry demeanour about him, and he was known in the area. What police know is that he was definitely in Praia da Luz on the night of Madeleine's disappearance. This phone call, for whatever reason, has flagged up as suspicious. Half an hour phone call in the run-up to Madeleine's disappearance, and then the re-registering of the vehicle the very next morning. So detectives desperate for more information. They haven't released his name, as we understand that he is currently serving a prison sentence in Germany.
And the appeal, Enda, has been welcomed by the McCanns, by Madeleine's parents. They say that they've never given up hope of finding her alive, but of course there have been many false leads in the past.
Yeah, there have been so many Madeleine stories over the years. I mean, it's front page news today, and it always will be. And the McCanns say that they will never give up hope until someone tells them and proves that their daughter is no longer living. They will always believe that she is out there, and they will keep searching for her.
Just separately, Enda, because I gather you were in Downing Street in London last evening, and of course, across the UK, there have been protests associated with the Black Lives Matter movement. For the most part, peaceable demonstrations, but there were some rather ugly scenes in Downing Street last evening. What did you see?
Yeah, it turned very unpleasant. Just about 8 o'clock last night, I arrived on Whitehall, which is the road that runs from Parliament Square all the way down to Trafalgar Square. And then you have the Foreign Office, which is one road off to the left, and Downing Street is the next road off. So there was about 300 protesters. I've been in Lewisham in South London at a protest outside a police station there. It was completely peaceful, very respectful. People made their point and they left. I then went up to Westminster. I received a tip-off that there was some trouble there. And sure enough, basically people throwing bottles at the police. At one stage, the barricades outside Downing Street, which politicians and press use, it's a walkway that before you enter Downing Street, people were ripping those barricades apart to use them as weapons. At one stage, I saw a police truck come under bottles being thrown out under fire, and police forming a ring of steel around the police truck to enable their colleagues to reverse and get away. It was deeply unpleasant. And then an Australian camera crew from Channel 9, Ben Avery, is their Europe correspondent, he was about to go live, and he had to run for his life, basically. They had to flee to safety because the mob turned on the media. And it got really unpleasant. It really did. That went on for several hours. And I think the one point to make, Brian, I think the police had been so light-handed in their policing of the protests all day, they ended up being outnumbered last night at points.
All right. And we leave it there. Enda Brady from Sky News. Thanks very much indeed for that. Just 25 past seven.